We're starting Hilchos Sukkah, Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hey. So we'll start with a little background. The pasuk tells us, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yomim. Kol HaEzrach BiYisrael Yeshvu Basukos. Next pasuk, Laman Yedu Darasechen Ki Basukos Oshavti Es Bnei Yisrael Behoti Ozom Eretz Mitzrayim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We have to sit in Sukkos for 7 days. The Torah tells us why. Laman Yedu Darasechem, so that we'll remember that Hashem put us in Sukkos when we left Mitzrayim. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph from Abayis. Brisa brings a machlokes, famous machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Are the Sukkos at the Anane covered, or was it Sukkos Mamish? There are a few in terms of the Tame HaMitzvah, Shorshe HaMitzvah. So I saw brought down in the name of a Yismach Moshe, wanted to say that the Mitzvah Sukkah teaches us that just like the Hashgacha of Hashem when we left Mitzrayim was very, very clear, that Hashgacha continues Ad Hayom Hazeh and for eternity, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there watching out for us, controlling every single thing, just as that was so blatant and clear and apparent when the Jews left Mitzrayim. That's a lesson for us that continues to this very day. I saw it quoted in the name of a Yismach Moshe. I found it in an encyclopedia of Taryag Mitzvos. And there's a volume on Moadim, and there they bring on each mitzvah, Mitameh HaMitzvah, and they quoted this Yismach Moshe. The Chinuch brings down something similar. The Chinuch writes that we should remember the great Nisim that Hashem did for our ancestors in the Midbar when we left Mitzrayim. And when we remember all that Hashem did for us in Mitzrayim, that will inspire us to be careful with the mitzvahs, and that will enable us to be ro'ui, to receive the good that Hashem wants to give us. In order for us to receive the good Hashem wants to give us, we have to be deserving, and the more we look at and appreciate the chesed that Hashem has done for us, for our ancestors, for us, the more we're inspired to do what we're supposed to do, and the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, can give us the good that He would like to give us. The Rashbam writes, the Pasuk says that Chukas is Ba'asbecha Migarnecha Migvecha at the Chag HaAsif, the time when they're gathering in the produce, what we call nowadays payday. So the mitzvah of Sukkah reminds us, says the Rashbam, the person shouldn't say, Kochi v'otim yodi asoli asachayel hazeh. We go out to the Sukkah, and it reminds us, it puts us in a state of humility, and hakaras hatov, and appreciation, and understanding, that if we just made a lot of money, we had a very good crop, and the stock market's doing very well, and Baruch Hashem, we have a lot, we're Zoche to Shefa, that's not because we're so smart, and we're so bright, and we're such great farmers, or businessmen, or doctors, or lawyers, but that is a chesed from Hashem. Rashbam, on the Chumash. In the little blue Maor, Makros, Gedolos, Chumash, the Rashbam is over there. Chaf Gimel, Mem Beis, Mem Gimel. Perik Vayikra Chaf Gimel. Basukas Teishu Shivas Yamin. Then the Kliyaka brings down the Pasuk that's called Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu Basukas. He says that in Olam Hazeh we're all like an Ezrach. An Ezrach is not a Toshav, it's a more temporary status. We don't have permanent status in Olam Hazeh. We're all guests. And that the Kliyaka wants to say is a Lashon Ezrach. It reminds us of how temporary life is, which also is the Dira Sarai. That's what the Sukkah also represents. Now, working within the Rashbam, who tells us that it's Chag HaAsif, It's a payday to remind us that it's all from Hashem, and not to have an attitude of kochi ve'otzim yodia soli esachay lezeh. Using that Rashbam, we can answer a different famous question that everybody asks about the Yontif of Sukkos. And if Sukkos is Zeche Letzias Mitzrayim, so it would seem that we should eat our matzah in Nisan in the Sukkah. Why is Sukkah 6 months after the point where Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim? So the Torah gives a famous answer that in Nisan is the beginning of the summer, and everybody, the Goyim, are already leaving their houses, going to the bungalow, going to the huts, going to the tents, camping out, going outdoors. And if we would go into the Sukkah in the month of Nisan, it would not be recognizable that we're doing it for a mitzvah. It would just be like, you know, that's what people are doing now. It's the beginning of the summer season. It's time to go to the summer home. And therefore, dafka at the end of the summer, when we start the fall, where in some places it starts to get cold, but when people are starting to move back indoors, that's dafka where we move outdoors, so it should be recognizable that we're doing it for a mitzvah and not for our summer home and not for convenience. So that's the tour over here at the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah. But based on what the Rashbam said, that Sukkis is Chag HaAsif, we can understand very well, Sukkis has to come during this time period. This is the time where the crops are gathered in. And this is the lesson that we have to learn from the Sukkah. To remind us that our Hatzlocha in our farming is all from Hashem and not from our own fantastic farming skills. So the Rashbam is giving also Mitame HaMitzvah and also explaining why it falls out this time of year. There's a Gra in the beginning of Shir HaShirim. And the Gra in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet, discusses the first four psukim in Shir HaShirim, represent four different time periods in the history of Klal Yisrael. And there the Gra explains that when Klal Yisrael sinned with Chayta Egel, they lost their Nanei HaKovid. And Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yud Tishrei on Yom Kippur with Luchos Shnios and Mechila Slicha Kapara for Chayta Egel, and it was the next day that he started instructing people to bring the materials for the building of the Mishkan. And he goes through the Cheshbon how on Tes Vav Tishrei is when the building of the Mishkan began, and that's when the Anane HaKavod reappeared, and that's why Sukkos falls out. It doesn't fall out. That's why Hashem put Sukkos on Tes Vav Tishrei, to remember the Anane HaKavod that returned after the Chet HaEgel. So it's not like Torah wants to say that really Sukkos in Achinami. Sukkos should have been in Nisan, but it's not going to be recognizable, so Hashem put it in Tishrei. The way the Groz is explaining it, no, it's very precise on the exact month and the exact day within the month that we have the Chag HaSukkos. The Share Tshuva gives another reason. Over here in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei, not Rabbi Yonah Share Tshuva, the Share Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch, brings down from the Elia Rabbah, brings down from the Medrash, that after Yom Kippur, if Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael were deserving of Golos, so then leaving our homes, our comfortable homes, and going into the less comfortable Sukkah should serve as that Golos, and kind of we're Yotze with the Golos of the Sukkah, and we don't have to Chas V'Shalom be kicked out of whatever country the Jews will find themselves in. That's why Sukkos comes after Yom Kippur. So, Memela, it's in the month of Tishrei. Okay, again, we said that the famous Mishnah Brisa with the Machlokes, does Sukkos represent and commemorate the Anane HaKovod or the Sukkos Mamish? So, the Torah over here writes, L'man yedu doraseicha and kibasukos hashavti es b'nei sabotiyas ha-meretz Mitzrayim, Tolo hakosav mitzvah sukkah b'yitzias mitzrayim. Sukkis is dependent on yitzias mitzrayim. Zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. V'chein harbe mitzvahs. As we have many, many mitzvahs in the Torah that are zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. Why is that so important? Lefi shudavar, I'm reading from the Torah. Shudavar shera'inu be'einenu u'bazneinu shamanu. We saw it with our eyes, we heard it with our ears. The ain adam yochol akhishenu, and it cannot be denied. And that's how Hashem introduces himself at Har Sinai. Anochi Hashem lekecha asher otzei sicha me'aretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Why didn't Hashem say, I'm the one who created the universe? Because no one was there to witness the creation of the universe. But everyone was there to see the Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Yitzias Mitzrayim is something that's Moira al Amitas Mitzias Abore Yisale. It shows us the truth of God's existence. Shubara HaKol Irtzono, that Hashem created the entire world. V'uha Shelo HaKoach V'hamem Sholot HaYecholos B'alyonim V'tachtonim Lasos Ben Kitzono. And Hashem not only created the world and then retired to Florida, but He continues to control the world. We have Hashgacha. Hold on. So the Torah is going with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and the Braisa. We're referring to Anani HaKovet, Shekifanu Behem, that Hashem surrounded us, Laval Yakel, son of Shrav HaShemesh, to protect us from the heat and from the elements. V'dugma l'zeh tzivanu l'asu sukkos k'dei shenizkor nifl'osu v'nora osav. And therefore Hashem commanded us, it's interesting that he writes l'asu sukkos, because building the sukkah is not really the mitzvah. It's more of a heksher mitzvah for sitting in the sukkah. Yosef Thaler says Rashi, Maka says the actual building the sukkah is a mitzvah. And it also comes up, we'll see in a minute, but the last halacha on Hilchos Yom Kippur and the first halacha on Hilchos Sukkah both basically say the same thing. The end of Hilchos Yom Kippur concludes Hamidaktiki Matzchilim Miyad B'motzo Yom Kippur Ba'asiyas Asukko K'dei Lotzeis Mi Mitzvah El Mitzvah. So there are those that are Medayik in the Ramah that the Ramah is referring to building the Sukkah as a Mitzvah. And we'll soon see the Ramah in Tuf Reish Chaf Hei Mitzvah the Sakin Asukko Miyad La'acha Yom Kippur De Mitzvah Bo Liyado Ayach Mitzena. Anyway, the Torah continues. Well, l'chore, the mitzvah is sitting, b'pashtus, the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah, the chiyuv is to sit the first night of sukkahs, the mitzvah is to sit the whole week of sukkahs, right? The building of the sukkahs, if I don't build a sukkah, then I don't have a sukkah within which to sit. But the mitzvah is not the building of the sukkah. Hold on a second, let's see. Basukas Teshu, I don't have all the psukim. There are a bunch of different psukim that refer to the sukkas. The pasuk says to sit in the sukkah. As far as I know, it doesn't say to make the sukkah. That's to make the chag hasukkas. That's not to make the sukkah. So Bapashas is a hechsher mitzvah that enables me to do the mitzvah on sukkas and sit in the sukkah. Okay, good, right. There is discussion about making a shechiyano on the building of the sukkah. Yes. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure.
The old one is that the end of Rashi says that Makosh and Rashi that it's a mitzvah to build the sukkah to Chag HaSukkah.
It's from that pasuk? Okay, very good. Okay, then the Torah continues. Even though Hashem took his head of Mitzrayim in Nisan, he told us to make the sukkahs in Tishrei, okay, for the reason we explained. Okay. Now the Kli Yakar wants to. Now the Shulchan Aruch is also going to paskin that it's Zeichel Anonei HaKavod, even though we're usually paskin like Rabbi Kiva. I don't know if there's halachic nafkamin over here. Says the Shulchan Aruch Tuf Reish Chaf Hei Sif Aleph. Masukas Teishu Shivas Yamim. Ki basukas hashavti es b'nei Yisrael, says the Shulchan Aruch, heim anonei kovud, those are the anonei kovud, the clouds of glory, ki kifon b'ayam leval yakim shrav v'shemesh, that protected the Jews from the elements, from the heat, in the Midbar. Umitzu l'sakin esukum yad l'acha yom kippur, the mitzvah abo liyado al yachmitzena. So the Kri Yoker has what seems like a very good raya. I mean, we don't bring rayas against Tanoim, but it says besukkos hoshavti. If it just meant that the Jews had built their own sukkahs in the Midbar, so it would have said ki basukkos yashu b'nei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, or when I took them out of Mitzrayim. But was it besukkos hoshavti? So Hashem was actively involved in the hoshavti. So Kri Yoker wants to be medayik. That sounds like something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bichvodo uva'atzmo was actively involved in doing, and that would be the Anon HaKovim. Now the Bach points out that the Torah is a halachic sefer, and we don't usually find that the Torah goes on to give a whole hesber about the Tama mitzvah and why it's in this season, not that season. That's not the job of the Torah. The Torah is a halachic work. Why is the Torah getting into all the nitty gritty details, the hashkafic background of the Yontif of Sukkos? So the Bach points out, the very famous Bach. Now, the Torah also does this by the mitzvah of tzitzis and by the mitzvah of tefillin. So the Bach points out that these three mitzvahs are unique in that the Torah itself tells us why we keep these three mitzvahs. Basukas Teshuvishon, Laman Yeidu Doraseichem. The point of sitting in the sukkah is Laman Yeidu Doraseichem. That means the person, when he's sitting in the sukkah, has to have kavana. That's a part of the mitzvah. One who does not have that kavana, aside from the regular mitzvah tzrichas kavana, at least daraisa, perhaps also derabanan, every time we do a mitzvah, we should have kavana that we're doing a mitzvah. He says, one who does not have this extra kavana by sukkah, lo kiyem hamitzvah kitikuna. We have the same thing by tzitzis. The Bach says, "V'yichavein b'sadfo shetzivonu amakom l'man tizkiru." L'man tizkiru is called mitzvah Hashem v'asisem asam. When wearing tzitzis and a talis, one should have in mind this extra kavana aside from mitzvah shichas kavana. Extra kavana. Why we're wearing tzitzis? The Torah told us to remember the mitzvahs and to keep all the mitzvahs all the time. And we have the same thing by tefillin. L'man tiyeh Torah Hashem b'ficha. Tefillin is supposed to remind us and inspire us to always be involved in Limud HaTorah. So the Lashon HaBach is one who did not have this extra kavana, lo kiyem hamitzvah kitikuna, which sounds like the way the Prima Gadim explains it and the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it is that there's something missing in your mitzvah. You don't say the mitzvah, but you didn't do the mitzvah 100%. Mishnah Berurah explains, the Kotzu Achronim Sheichavim B'Yeshivasa, is the middle of Sivkot and Aleph. The Kotzu Achronim Sheichavim B'Yeshivasa, Shetzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leishe Basoka Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gam Zeichel Anani Kovod. Remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, and remember the Anani HaKovod, Sheikifan Oz Aleinu, that Hashem surrounded us, Lahogin Aleinu, to protect us, Min Hashra Vashemesh. The Chose Lotz is the mitzvah kitikuna. That's the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah. Ha diyeved, but be diyeved, if he didn't have the extra kavana, yotze is still yotze. The mitzvah kol shekivin lotz is levada, as long as he had kavana, the regular mitzvah shrichas kavana, kavana. If he didn't have the extra kavana, be diyeved, he's still yotze the mitzvah. The Bikurei Yaakov wants to say that if you don't have that extra kavana, you're not yotze at all. I did not see the Bikurei Yaakov inside. The way Deir, it's a famous Bikur Yaakov, but the way Deir Shu explains it, the Bikur Yaakov is working within the Bach, explaining what the Bach means. So Deir Shu points out that's not the Poshet reading of the Bach. Mitzvah Kitikuna means he yotze the mitzvah. He just didn't do it, you know, the proper way. But you still yotze the mitzvah. Otherwise, I should say lo yotze hamitzvah. So that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim. That we need two kavanas, we need three kavanas, we need kavanas to do a mitzvah, zechel tzimis mitzrayim, zechel anane ha-kavod. The beginning of the Mishnah Berurah talks about because of the Anonia Kovet, Mishabres, the beginning of Sifkat and Aleph, Dugma Lezet, Sivanu Lasso, Sukkos, Kadeshi, Nizkor, Nor Osov, and Ifla Osov, to remember Hashem's miracles. V'afa pishiyat sanim mitzrayim bechodesh Nisan, says the Mishnah Berurah, lo tivan las sukkos b'oso zman. He gives the answer of the tour. Lefi shuyim osa kayetz v'derech kolodim las sukkos latzel. Everyone's making a hut in the backyard at the beginning of the summer season. V'lohoysa nikeres osiyaseinu shem b'mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. It wouldn't be recognizable that we're doing for the mitzvah. And therefore Hashem pushed it off to the beginning of the rainy season, where everyone's moving back into the house, and we, Dafka, move out of the house. Then the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Ramah. Why does the Ramah feel the need to tell us twice, once at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, once at the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, that Motzai Yom Kippur is the time to build the Sukkah? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. After Kvar Kosu Le'el Basov Simin Tuf Reish Chav Dalid, that we should start building the Sukkah on Motzai Yom Kippur. The Motzai Yom Kippur at night is the time to begin the Sukkah. Ulamacharas, and the next day, that would be today, Masakin Kula Im Efshar, if he can, he should finish off the Sukkah. Not wait till the last minute. So that's the end of Yom Kippur. Start Motzai Yom Kippur, continue, and if possible, finish today. Post can talk about one who is not able to. To catch the inyan, he should learn some of Hilchos Sukkah and Maseches Sukkah, Motzai Yom Kippur. Okay, that is Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei.